Welcome back to Attitude Adjustment. I'm your host, Amy Labota, and I have my wonderful volunteer co-host today, Craig Barnett. He's the CEO and president of schemedesigners.com, right?
Absolutely. Hi.
Welcome, Craig. We are so happy to have you here at Air Venture 2017 and on EAA Radio.
Thank you very much.
Are you having a good Monday morning?
Excellent, and very excited to be a host at EAA Radio.
Wonderful.
Co-host, sorry.
Yes. Well, you know, we do these. We're a very egalitarian operation here over at EAA Radio. Everybody does their part, and we love that. And we have a fabulous guest who's just come into the studio. We have Sean D. Tucker, who is an American aerobatic pilot extraordinaire. But you are so much more than an aerobatic pilot. You are one of the best flight instructors I've ever seen flight instructing. I've talked to your students, and I've met a lot of them over time. And some of them went on to become aerobatic pilots as well. Yeah?
I think this metaphor called flight is one of the most powerful metaphors ever existed. Is Kermit Week said a long time ago, not everybody likes airplanes, but everybody flies in their dreams. And I really feel that's true. I travel across North America every year and share that magic with about 6 million people a year. And to see that joy just from simply doing loops and rolls from the sky, it's amazing how powerful this metaphor is to the American public.
And more importantly, I've seen how you deal with the younger kids who come up to meet you and shake your hand. And it's absolutely amazing to see that relationship you have to the potential pilots in the world. It's really incredible.
I think, Craig, what it is a connection to passion. And kids really get it. They haven't lost their passion yet. They're still trying to figure it out. And the kids see my passion for my work and what the sky represents, a third dimension. They immediately resonate with who I am as a human being. And I'm larger than life to them because I get to do this stuff. And they look up to it.
And you respond accordingly because there's many people who don't give like you give. And so giving like you give gives back so much to aviation.
Well,
and that's what's incredible.
And I appreciate that, but let me tell you, I have received so much more than I've ever given in terms of gifts. And I think it's a two-way street. Yeah. And I have received so much more. And that really is a nice segue. James Riesbach of Riesbach Engineering said to me one time, I was in an award event with him, and he's got guy's brilliant, brilliant man. And very wise. And he said to me, you know, Sean, this event's fun, but it doesn't matter how rich you are, how famous you are. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished, but you're not relevant unless you're giving back. And he says, my next 20 years of my life, I'm giving back. And that very much instilled in me a commitment to make sure I give back more than I've gotten. And that's with energy. I'm not a wealthy guy, but I have a lot of passion for I'm chairman of Young Eagles. It's an honor to be the chairman of Young Eagles, to represent our great volunteer pilots, 8,000 of them a year for free, give kids of America their first flight. And they get to share their love and dream. And it's important for them to have a strong chairman because they have to have a rallying person to rally behind. And I really have made a commitment to the membership to support them, and then to see the kids from across the country as I'm traveling in the air shows, and to see the kids across the country get this opportunity to be special and to see and rise above the earth and see it for the first time. It's pretty magical stuff. This EAA has done we are an incredible Air Force that has done a magnificent job of, you know, flown over. It's our 25th year as the Young Eagles. We've flown over 1 million kids. We did that last year. And our membership just is so righteous in their commitment to share, to giving back. And this is why I'm honored to be that chairman.
Speaking of giving back, you've got some local programs in your own area in Southern California that are real incredible initiatives. Can you talk a little bit about that?
You know, I would love to. I'm in the Central Coast, Central California coast, and I live in a 72% Hispanic community. it's an agricultural community, and these folks are out there working these fields, backbreaking jobs, and their kids, and they're working 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, and these kids are getting lost within the gangs. And I decided to do something about it. My son and I, we started a program called Every Kid Can Fly. We've been working on this program for 5 years, and now we've partnered with the Department of Education. We have our own high school now that we've partnered with Monterey County. It's all STEM-based. It's all alternative education. Every single one of my kids have gotten their high school diploma.
Wow.
I know, it's really huge. It's really huge. We have a Cessna 150 that we have a flight training syllabus that lasts all year for these kids. I'm an instructor. And what's so cool about this, these kids come kind of lost, almost institutionalized. The next step's an institution. And we give them hope. We give them, if you got hope, you get out of bed in the morning. You start getting self-esteem, you can dream again. And we're creating all this through this metaphor called flight. A couple of my kids have graduated now in junior college, going to AMP school. And they just can't believe that somebody's given them this opportunity, that somebody loves them.
Yeah.
Other than their parents. And they're changing. And it is very powerful. I think it's the single most biggest contribution I'll ever give to aviation, is changing lives, kids' lives, one kid at a time. A month before Bob Hoover died, I was at his house, and I asked if I could change the name of my school and honor him. So we call it the Bob Hoover Academy. If you go to bobhooveracademy.org, you'll see what I'm doing. It will blow your mind. You look at some of these videos that we have, it'll blow your mind what we're doing with these children. Now, what's really cool is, besides the 14 kids in the high school, Monterey County is seeing flight training as an incentive for everybody. So
wow.
Now they're giving me the market of all 1,400 kids.
And wow.
There's 1,400 kids in alternative education. So I can pick out the best and brightest as well, besides mm-hmm. just the hard luck kids, and combine those two. And it is really, I think we're going to, in another year, we're going to be able to replicate this in other markets. But it is absolutely, I am so engaged with it. I am so personally touched by the success stories that I want to keep doing more, because it's working. Flight works. The metaphor works. Giving your kids hope works. And there's an interesting statistic that they're coming up with. Every kid that stays out of an institution saves the state of California, during the lifetime of that kid, $1.5 million. $1.5 million, so a small investment in terms of giving kids love, giving the kids opportunity, and lighting that spark within, then they become a substantive member of a community. And this is really powerful. It is really powerful stuff, and it starts with flight.
Yeah, that just, it's astounding.
It certainly is. You said they've got 14 kids in the academy now.
Yeah, it's a year-round high school. 14 kids that I'm partnered with this high school called SAFE. It's an alternative education. And 14 kids is almost as much as we can handle with one flight instructor if I could get all 14 kids to fly. But some of the kids aren't ready yet. And so instead of only working at half capacity, they've opened the candidate market to 1,400 kids who are not in this particular high school. Okay, also, alternative education in Monterey County has a 33% graduation success rate.
Ouch.
We have 100%. Okay.
Wow.
And so they've seen, okay, let's let him do his work with some of these other kids from some of the other programs. And to me, it's a step. What they're saying to me, this is working, man. And it's amazing. I take all the liability. I own the planes. I pay for the flight instructor. But they're so invested in this, they're buying insurances above and beyond of what they normally take. So all the superintendents are protected because they see how powerful this is. And I had a meeting with one of the superintendents. I said, you know, I'm committed to you guys. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Let me know now, because I got to go raise all this money. And so they said, Sean, This is our number one program. This is our biggest success story. We're not going to let you down. And so, and now it's the Bob Hoover Academy. And to me, that I'm fulfilling on my commitment to Bob to keep his legacy alive. He doesn't need to, he's already in the Smithsonian, he's already everywhere, and I want to keep Bob's legacy alive. He started with nothing, he came from a dirt poor family, and somebody believed in him, and he got a shot, and now I'm keeping Bob's legacy alive. He was a dear friend of mine, he was a tremendous mentor to me, and I'm doing my job.
Well, he was a force to be reckoned with within the aerobatic industry, within the air show industry, and EAA as well in the end, you know?
Absolutely. Bob was one of the greatest mentors anybody could have, one of the most gracious human beings I've ever met, and one of the most talented pilots I've ever seen fly. And he had a lucky time in his life. I mean, he was in the golden age of aviation, and he had met Wilbur Wright, and played with all the greats throughout the history of aviation, including Neil Armstrong and Lindbergh and Doolittle, and just keep Chuck Yeager and on and on and on. And he carried the mantle. He carried that burden of being that voice and being that representative till the day he died. And he was relevant till the day he died.
He certainly was.
Absolutely.
Everywhere you met him, everywhere you saw him, he was.
Absolutely. Sean, we're going to see you this week at the show, aren't we?
Oh, I'm so glad. It's the greatest week. Every year, it's the greatest week of my life because I'm here with my EAA family. We're all here to celebrate our freedoms as Americans, as pilots, to collaborate for safety, and just get re-engaged and reinvigorate our passions and keep our fires lit. And so I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Where can people find you on the field?
Every single day. I'll be at Lycoming. I'll be at Concord Battery. I'll be on the flight line. I fly Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. I'm all around. I'm everywhere.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
Busy.
They're gonna come and they're going to find you. And don't be surprised if they talk about, I heard you on the radio at EAA Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time to come over. I know you've got a busy schedule on this first day of the show, but we deeply appreciate it here at EAA Radio. Sean D. Tucker, you have a wonderful week.
God bless America.